What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Happy Tuesday morning, friends. What is up, Danny and Steve?
Hello.
You guys might recall, it was probably a year ago now, maybe more, the smoothie incident that we had. When I say we, it was me in the car by myself, spilled a smoothie all over my pants. There was another smoothie incident this morning that was not my fault. It was my husband's smoothie incident. But he attempted to take his smoothie and set it from one side of the counter to the other side of the counter, and he missed the counter.
Did it just go all over the floor?
Went all over the floor, all over the cabinets. It looked like a murder scene of raspberry and blackberry smoothie all over our kitchen.
The two of you and your smoothies, you just need to stop doing this.
That's how I get my 20 grams of protein first thing in the morning, Steve. It's very important.
Just take a scoop of protein powder, dry scoop it, and just shove it in your mouth.
Do you do that?
Absolutely not.
Have you done it?
No.
I tried.
A protein powder dry scoop?
When I worked at the smoothie shop back in college, we had supplements that you could add, and they had the 30 grams of protein.
Yes.
And I thought I could do it. And we were so through. It did not do it, and it tasted terrible, and I just spit it out everywhere.
That is making my eyes water just thinking about it, too. Like, it just feels chalky and dangerous. Like, you might asphyxiate yourself on the powder.
It's kind of like, what was that, the cinnamon challenge where you take a spoon of cinnamon, and it's like everybody who ever tries it, you just end up, like, spitting out a cloud of cinnamon dust.
I did that one as well.
Yeah. The only one I've ever dry scooped is the pre-workout.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a jolt.
Oh my!
I did it more out of curiosity. Some people do that like on the daily, and I'm just like, no, that's not happening.
So okay, humor me. So you put it in your mouth, and then do you add water, and then try to swallow it really quick? You're just dry swallowing this?
Well, your saliva will kind of like, you know.
Well, maybe we'll try that tomorrow instead of making smoothies and having smoothie incidents.
Yeah, just get a protein bar. It's a lot cleaner.
Yes, and quieter. The blender is loud.
Oh, yeah? Does it wake Barrett up?
No, I always make sure his door is closed.
Okay.
But if his door was open, probably.
Yeah.
It's very loud.
I can't give you a hard time, though. There's been a few instances where I've made a cup of coffee in the morning, and it's like one of those K-Cup, the Keurig ones, and I just go off and do a bunch of stuff, and then I start hearing it finally starting to brew, and I'm like, yeah, I'd never put an actual cup of coffee underneath that thing. Because I'll start it first, and then I'll go grab the cup, but... Yo, it's 3 a.m.
Oh, no. And then you have a coffee incident.
Yes.
No more incidents.
Okay.
It's time for the Daily Migs download.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A.
the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. I got a question for all of you because today is National Vinyl Record Day.
Yeah.
Do you have a go-to vinyl record that you love? Like, I don't get to listen on vinyl very often just because Tatum, and it's just like, you know, it's kind of hard to have those moments where I get to sit down and dedicate some time to listening to vinyl. But when I do, I always go to either Pearl Jam's MTV Unplugged on vinyl, which was like a Record Store Day release, or Alice in Chains Live at the Moor on vinyl, which is also, I think, a Record Store release.
Do you know what's so funny? The one that I would choose is also a live album. It's Exit Stage Left from Rush, and that is hands down my favorite live album to listen to on vinyl.
I was about to go, oh, sure, of course it's Rush, but then I just realized I did mention Pearl Jam in mine as well, so I can't really throw stones.
What about Daniel?
Mine is also a live album.
Green Day.
You're so on brand.
I know. It's the B-sides from Uno Dos Tres, the album that they did a while back, but they did like the live recordings of it, and it is so fun to listen to.
I think it's just so funny that we love other bands, but
no, we don't.
All roads lead to Green Day, Pearl Jam, and Rush with this show. Hey, all roads are leading to a Raising Cane's. Have you ever eaten at Raising Cane's?
Yep. No.
You have.
So good.
What I know it's a chicken place, sure. But what makes it so great?
I mean, it's just, I think it's the fact that like they weren't really big. So it's not like, you know, your typical KFC, Popeyes, which are great, but it's just like you didn't grow up with them. So they come to town and it's just so good. It just tastes different, you know?
Have you been to Church's?
Yes.
Which one would you say is better?
It's Raising Cane's.
Real? Okay, yeah, so I've been to Church's when I was in Canada, but I've never been to a Raising Cane's, but that could change because they're opening up, or they're thinking of opening up, a brand new location in Burlington. Here in Washington, they filed a permit, so they got to get it all figured out sometime this month. But also, they're opening up their first Washington store. Maybe next time you go to Emo Night in Spokane, because they're going to be opening it up later this year.
Nice.
And then a U District location, which will be in 2026. But we can't wait till 2026 now, can we?
No.
Do you want to keep talking about food?
Of course.
Because I do. There are three Washington sandwich shops that have made Yelp's 2025 Top 100 Sandwich Shops list.
Ooh, I wonder if we've been to any of these. Subway on there?
It is not.
What about Jimmy John's?
Nope. They
Quiznos?
No Quiznos.
What the F?
No Mike's, Jersey Mike's? None of that either. Urban Chops in Auburn came in at number 67. Convene Coffee in Seattle is number 71. And Un Bien in Seattle is number 77.
Nope. I've never heard of any of those three.
Some of them have banh mi's on the menu, and I know that we're all banh mi fans. Maybe we need to check some of these sandwiches out.
Okay, which one is the banh mi, I wonder?
That I don't know. We will do the research, and then we will make a field trip happen.
It looks like the Urban Chops one.
Nice.
And then Convene is known for like their egg sandwiches. And Un Bien, known for their Caribbean cuisine.
Ooh.
I could do that all day.
I want to go to all three of those.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's what we're going to do later on this afternoon. So catch us at Un Bien, Convene, and what was it? Urban Chops? How is that we've never heard of any of these places?
I just like that instead of a pub crawl, we're doing a sandwich crawl.
Yeah. Again, on brand for this show, right? Hey, Mariners are back at it tonight, so hopefully the winning ways continue as they're going to be heading to Baltimore to take on the Orioles. So go, Mariners. As far as weather, we're hitting a high of 87 degrees today. It's going to be a nice hot day. I'm sorry, Danny. Go enjoy yourself a nice sandwich inside.
Yeah, right.
The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Seattle Tattoo Expo is happening this weekend, and we're going to be there on Saturday from noon until 2. We get to kick it with the legendary Damon Conklin of Super Genius Tattoo, and there's even an exclusive flash sheet of potential tattoos that you could get inspired by the folks of this wonderful radio show.
Awesome.
If you want all the info and want to come check it out, you can get all the info at KISW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Just in case you missed it, yesterday we were going through some of our favorite moments from our time at a radio convention in Austin, Texas, and one of those instances was when I accidentally flashed my coworkers.
Steve?
Yeah. No. No.
I can't believe it. Well, apparently we do a morning show with Marilyn Monroe.
I'm not wearing underwear, and we're on a deck.
And a massive wind gust just happened. Why are you not wearing underwear?
Well, because sometimes I don't like to wear underwear if I'm wearing a dress, Danny.
Why?
It just feels better that way. It's like cheap air conditioning.
So, but you'll wear underwear when you wear jeans?
Yes!
I literally just spit out my drink.
Did you see it? No!
It? Did you see it?
You were very offended. I didn't mean it that way.
Oh, how did you mean it, Steve?
I meant to say, did you see the glorious being? I don't know. I really don't have a good comeback. I'm sorry.
Did you see it? My God. Lay a little respect on my cooter.
What? Your cooter?
My cooter.
If people don't know, we had a few drinks before all this happened.
Just a couple.
Yeah, we were kind of... I think we might have polished off a bottle of Tito's right before all this went down.
Guys, sometimes you don't need underwear. You don't need underwear when you're wearing a dress.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I'm just going to tuck it between my legs and then it won't happen again.
That's what she said.
That's gracious.
It was quite embarrassing. But then we ended
up... But we didn't see it. So,
no,
it was,
thank God.
At the end of the day, I mean, you know, was that whole, like, if a bear craps in the woods? What is that saying? I don't know. If the cooter craps in the woods?
Very grateful that you did not see it. But then we did end up getting a voice message about this, too.
I'm dying over here listening to this story about Taryn accidentally flashing Migs and Danny. But what about you two? Have you ever accidentally shown your privates to somebody you didn't want to?
Yes, I showed it to Danny and Taryn to make Taryn feel better about things.
Wow. I just think about the time that I accidentally sent my husband's dad, my father-in-law. Well, I meant to send my husband a naked picture of myself. And at that time, I had his real name in my phone, and he's a junior. And I sent it to senior. Oh. We don't ever talk about that. What about you guys?
Yeah, we don't talk about that either. It was very embarrassing for you.
Do you know what is wild? Is
what?
That my husband is also a junior. I ended up changing Brad's name because there were a few close calls. I never actually sent his dad anything naughty, but I was this close a couple of times. So I changed Brad's name in my phone to husband.
It just says husband?
Husband, because I needed to, like, separate the two. I feel so bad for her. That is terrible.
That is quite the pet name. Husband.
Yeah. Okay, so what about you guys? Did you ever accidentally do a flashy flash?
Yes.
Do tell.
Oh, so, and it involved a coworker. Not at the station, though. Oh, so, I was playing hockey, and it was at the old hockey rink that we played in Tacoma called the Tacoma, the Meat Locker. And let's just say the Meat Locker was hanging. So, if you've ever been into a locker, I mean, you kind of like, after a while, everybody kind of loses inhibitions, and sometimes you're just having a conversation buck naked because you just got out of the shower or you're about to go into the shower and you're just chopping it up, hanging out and joking around with the boys. And I remember I was just BSing. I think I just took the shower, and I'll never forget, I'm standing right next to the seat, like the bench seating, and I have one foot up like Captain Morgan.
No.
And I'm buck naked, and I wasn't even thinking anything of it. And then opening up the door was the next team. The next team has a coworker on that team, and I lock eyes, and I'm just like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it. It wasn't like anything intentional. It was just like a fleeting moment. I was about to put the towel on, but you know, you got in the middle of the conversation. But I mean, everything was out there.
Full frontal.
Yes.
Nice.
No, not nice. It was humiliating. I felt terrible. It was, again, not intentional, but it was like the last thing you wanted this person to see. And this person's a female.
Did you guys ever talk about it?
No.
You just pretended like it didn't happen?
Well, we both knew it happened, so I just put the towel around my waist and said sorry.
Did she, like, raise her eyebrows at you when she looked?
No. I think she turned around as quickly as humanly possible. And never shared a locker room with us ever again. Okay, what about you, Danny?
Never once.
No one's ever seen you naked that you didn't want to see naked.
When I was.
Now that you frame it that way, Steve. Well,
I think I was 3 years old, and I got, I mean, I was a kid, but one of my mom's favorite stories to tell about me, she just got done giving me a bath, but my aunt was over with one of her friends, and I was very adamant about going and saying hi to them. And she's like, Daniel, you cannot leave the bathroom. You are naked. And so she turns around to get the towel or whatever, and I'm gone. And she's like, oh, God, here we go. So she walks through the house. Sure enough, there I am in my aunt's room with her female friend. And there's naked Danny standing there. And she's like, Daniel, get out of here. I told you, no, you're naked. And I turn around and I said, I am not naked. I put on my hat. And I had my hat on.
You got a point there.
Yeah,
I think you should greet all your guests like that.
I do every time Steve comes over.
Yeah, when I went and visited him in the hotel room in Austin, Texas, he had his hat on, so I didn't think it was weird.
Naked.
It was normal, if you ask me.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
All right, now we put it to you, Rockaholics. Who is the most awkward person that's ever seen you naked by accident? 206-803-ROCK. We want to hear about that embarrassing nudity you did one time. 206-803-ROCK. The most awkward person to see you naked. We're going to take your calls after Everlast. Who is the most awkward person that's ever seen you naked by accident? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us your story. Steve Miggs, Robert is on hold, and Robert flashed an entire beach. And no, it was not a nude beach. We'll get the full story in just a moment. First, though, Tim from Seattle. Who's the most awkward person that ever saw you naked by accident?
Good morning.
What's up, Tim?
I went camping, and a large group of people that I did not know that well, and earlier we found a bee's nest that was in the ground, and I did not realize that I had stood over the top of it. I sat down on a lawn chair with a plate full of food. I got stung in one of my dingleberries, which I dropped everything down to my knees, and I realized all eyes were upon me. And I quickly went into a tent and took care of myself.
Was the stinger stuck in the berries?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, gosh. Oh.
Did you need anyone to help you retrieve the stinger? That sounds like a difficult task for somebody to do on themselves.
Hey, ladies.
No, I took care of myself, and I came out quite red.
Oh, I can only imagine. That had to have hurt so bad.
There was a bit of swelling involved. Oh.
I can only imagine.
But at least you got
all
to
right,
keep
guys,
it.
I think I get.
All right, thanks, take care, Tim.
206-803-ROCK is the number to call. Robert from Spanaway, who's the most awkward person to ever see you naked by accident?
How am I supposed to follow the last guy? Seriously, let me uncross my legs for this story for a second.
You too? I think Danny and I both started crossing our legs and looking the other way when he started describing that.
Sympathy. So let me paint a picture for you. I'm 17 years old, senior in high school. We're at Cannon Beach, Oregon, November for a class trip. And a bunch of us dare each other to don our bathing suits and go in the ocean in November. Ooh. Beach is full of families. It's the weekend. They're playing in the sand, having a great time. I jump in, do my thing, and I leap out of the water in celebration, arms stretched to the sky, and I see mouths agape, children with their eyes covered, women screaming, and I look down, and my bathing suit is headed out to sea.
Oh, no!
And because I'm jumping up and down, I'm waving at everyone.
Well, you're a friendly guy, Robert.
He's waving without his hands.
You gotta do what you gotta do, right?
Oh, no.
I just, you know, I just went out to sea and fetched my bathing suit. Yeah.
And then double knot tied that bitch.
No kidding. 206-803-ROCK. Aaron, you're on Highway 16 this morning. Who is the most awkward person that's ever seen you naked by accident?
Hey, morning, guys.
What's up, man?
All right. So right after college, I actually moved back into my folks for about 9 months. And this one morning, I woke up, you know, I'm just going to go downstairs to the kitchen. It's a big open house kind of floor plan, right? And I'm bounding down the stairs wearing just like kind of pajama bottoms. You know, those ones that kind of even had a fly built into them with a little button?
Yes.
Well, the button wasn't really in place and everything synced up just right. Like, I land on the last step. My parents look up from the kitchen in our open floor plan and my business just jumps right out. And so I go into panic mode, and I don't know what to do. So my brain tells me, you know what? Nothing's happening. There's nothing going on right now. It's fine. I walk across the kitchen floor. I open up a cabinet. I get a glass. I go to the sink. I fill the glass. I take a couple sips of water and then take care of putting things back the way it's supposed to be and turn around. And there's both my folks staring at me and my dad just looks at me, shakes his head. He's like, you know, sometimes I really just don't know about you, Aaron.
That's fantastic.
Thank you, Aaron.
That's what we call that, the jailbreak.
The jailbreak?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that was a term, but I will use that from here forward.
Yeah, I love the text. Someone said, hey, Steve, don't forget that time that you showed your grandmother. Yeah, that wasn't intentional. And then the next text. My husband's grandmother accidentally walked in on him choking his chicken from Sydney. Everyone's got jokes.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat Steve this morning? He is currently 261 wins, 83 losses, and 66 ties in 2025. Call 206-803-ROCK if you think that you can beat Migs at 650.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.